USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
We're going to come together because there's no alternative to do the right thing for the country.
President Biden says he's confident there will be a new budget deal and an increase in the debt ceiling before the government would start defaulting on its debts. He also says the talks, now in the hands of a small group of senior aides, are about just one thing.
This negotiation is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about whether or not we're going to, in fact, pay our debts. The leaders have all agreed we will not default.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells CNBC the debt ceiling must come into play sometime.
We're now at a debt that we have as larger than an economy, more than 20%. We haven't seen this since World War II. And you can't continue down this trajectory.
The president's Asia tour has now been shortened. He's heading to Japan for the G7 summit. But the other two stops, Australia and Papua New Guinea, have been canceled so he can be back in Washington by Sunday. The Homeland Security Department says it's counting fewer migrants at the southern border, encounters dropping from about 10,000 a day over the weekend to about 4,000 a day. Here's Assistant DHS Secretary Blas Nunez Neto.
We attribute the reduction in encounters at our border both to the consequences that we have strengthened and put in place for unlawful entry and the lawful pathways that we have expanded.
He also says they're counting fewer people deciding to make the trek from South America to the border. People who speak for Britain's Prince Harry and wife Meghan say the couple's very upset over a long, dangerous encounter with paparazzi last night in New York City. A statement says the couple's car was chased for nearly 2 hours by photographers, nearly causing several accidents along the way. Nobody was hurt. A grand jury in Moscow, Idaho, has now indicted former criminology student Brian Koberger for killing four University of Idaho students last year. Koberger will be arraigned on Monday. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Florida is sending more than 1,100 law enforcement agents, state troopers, and National Guard troops to Texas. It's an answer to Texas Governor Greg Abbott's appeal to help with the border crisis. We've heard about the so-called surging of resources to the southern border, staffers, troops, others. What about immigration judges?
One of the things that I've pushed for is immigration judges. This is how you solve the crisis. You surge immigration judges to the border.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez wants that to happen to speed up the asylum application process.
Folks get their cases heard in days, not years. If they do not qualify for asylum, you send them back.
Gonzalez believes that 9 out of 10 asylum seekers would not qualify and be sent back to their home countries. A new fight involving former President Trump and the group that defined the late 70s disco era. The Village People, who are still performing 40-plus years later, have sent a cease and desist order to Trump, demanding that he stop using Macho Man at events. A Village People cover band recently performed at Mar-a-Lago, what the real group calls an unauthorized use of its image and likeness. NBA star Ja Morant's apologizing again for once again being caught on video flashing a gun. A friend live streamed video of Morant and the gun last week. Earlier this year, the Memphis Grizzlies point guard was suspended for 8 games for flashing a gun inside a Denver area nightclub. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.